And if you had a part of the building, we were talking about earlier, you stored grain, wheat in
the granary.
And then in the barn, if you had an upper part.
Loft.
And how did you gather the hay up before it went in the barn? Hay in the field would be...
Well, we usually had a rake.
We
raked it and baled it, usually. We had an old-time baler that was pulled by mules, that the mule went around and around and around, and we'd rake the hay up and haul it to this baler on a wagon and then put it through the baler, and then it took up less room in the barn, you know, when we got it baled.
Did you ever stack it first in the field?
Yes.
What shape would you stack it in?
Well, just a kind of a mound.
What'd you call it?
Haystack.
And are there any other shapes that people would have used for, you know, first getting the hay up? Are there different size mounds?
Oh, yes. Sometimes they stack it and it stays in the field all winter. But most of the time, people would just stack it out in the field in just small stacks till they got a chance to haul it out. If they was, say, running short on time and it looked like it was going to rain or something, why, they'd stack it up and it didn't get as wet. Mm-hmm.
They call that shocking it. Go shock hay up. Small
piles. I've never seen the kind of baler you're talking about. I'm interested in that. How did it work? What was going with the mules?
Well, it was just a stationary deal. And they would be a kind of a motor thing there. And it'd be a tongue out this way, and they'd hook a team here. And that team just went around and around and around like this all day and pull that baler. They used to have molasses mills like that too that operated the same way.
Oh yeah?
When they made sorghum molasses, and this mule was just usually one, wasn't it, Mary, or was it two?
One
mule.
Yeah.
And he would just, they would be a kind of a piece of lumber out here. You'd fasten his harness to this, and there'd be another one out here that you fasten his bridle to, and this turned all the time, and that mule just went around and around and around there, and that pulled the baler and made it go backwards and forwards to bale the hay.
What would you make molasses out of? Sugar cane?
Just sorghum cane. Yes, there's lots of sorghum mills around here. They don't raise sugar cane here, though. They don't make sugar. But they raise sorghum cane molasses mills here.
How do you make the molasses? Just the juice or what?
Yes, the juice goes through, as I said, this kind of a little mill there. It's just two big steel rollers. And somebody stands there and pushes the cane in, and this mule it turns. Now I think they're all electric, but back then, this mule it went around and around that way, kept them rollers going, and this cane went in between the rollers and mashed the juice out, and the juice ball goes down into a barrel there.
And then you cook that?
And then it goes to a furnace. They have a furnace built over with a vat on it that usually this juice goes to this vat, and it goes in at one end of this pan, and the pan's got partitions in it this way. And it when it cooks, goes around and around and around and around here, it cooks and comes out the other end, it's molasses. Mm-hmm. And there'd be fresh juice come in, you know, back here at the other end of this.
And so it gets thicker and thicker as it goes through?
It takes somebody with experience to know it has to just cook a certain length of time, you know, for it to be good thick molasses.
Would you ever have made that yourself on the farm, or was it just too complicated?
No, we made lots of molasses.
Dad used to have them.
Well, you had a molasses mill. Me and Donald and Marvin, remember, had one together. Yeah, we had a molasses mill.
Dad used to have molasses. He always made molasses. Dad.
Every year we used lots of molasses in place of sugar when money was always scarce, you know, and we could use molasses and it would sweeten pumpkin pies and pumpkin and different things. We could sweeten it, and molasses worked real good with.